But then as I began to research it, I discovered that EB-5 financing is a legitimate tool for financing development projects, not for all projects, but certainly for some kinds of project. That was in 2009, and we fast forward, and a whole lot has changed in the EB-5 world since then. So this is going to be a lot of information to cover. In order to talk about the use of EB-5 in a development project, we first have to lay the framework for what it is and how it's utilized. So what is EB-5 financing? EB-5 is actually a job creation program created, sponsored, and operated by the U.S. government. It's administered by USCIS, which is the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services Department. And its genesis is in the Immigration and Nationality Act, and it gets its name from being the fifth employment-based preference. So it's an employment-based EB program, and this program is the fifth preference, so that's where we get EB-5 from. And under EB-5, this is the scandalous part, eligible foreign investors may obtain a green card for themselves and their family members by investing in a job creation entity. And the U.S. government allows 10,000 green cards per year to be issued through the EB-5 program. So in a nutshell, a foreign investor can buy a green card by investing either $1 million or $500,000 in what we call a new commercial enterprise. That investment that's required is $1 million unless the project is located in a rural area or in a targeted employment area, which we call a TEA.